You know, no one's perfect, but I'm sure I got some out there. But, you know, I'm just trying to go out there and just show them I can do whatever they need me to do. And I'm not one-dimensional. I'm just trying to work.
You haven't done any body catching either, just you're always extending.
Yeah, I always extend because it comes back to it. Coming out of college, I was recruited as a receiver and running back. So okay. You only play running back 1 year in high school, so not too many people know that. But, you know.
Naturally.
Did you just not play? Did you only play 1 year of high school?
No, I played 3 years, but I was a receiver 2 years.
Oh, okay.
My senior year, I turned into a running back. But, you know, I'm just trying to do whatever it takes. Just come out here and just, you know, compete and just, you know, I just want to play. I sat all last year. I'm not trying to do that again.
My perception of your game is that you're like a banger, like great tackles and that good. You look a little quicker this year, at least in my opinion, last year. Is that the way you feel? Or?
Yeah, I feel a lot better. You know, I lost 15 pounds. You know, I still got my strength, but, you know, I just got to stay true to myself. My style is, you know, one cut, get upfield. You know, I'm more of a balanced speed and power. You know, I can also catch. But, you know, losing weight, you know, that was just something personally I wanted to do. You know, I felt better, and there's always room for improvement, you know, just to be healthier because it's a long season. So you really got to take care of your body.
I'm sorry, that wasn't something that the team asked you to do?
Nah, it's something I wanted to do because I felt like I was too big last year. You know, looking at myself, I couldn't stand the way I looked on film. And it's just, you know, especially with this up-tempo offense, it seemed, you know, I was an extra push to do it. So, you know, it's more pros than cons.
What'd you do to lose weight?
I just, you know, just did extra cardio and actually am on a diet now because last year I was on a diet that whatever, you know, you can eat, you know. This year, more salads, fruits, you know, oatmeal, just eating healthy and just, you know, really watch what you put in your body.
What weight are you at right now?
I would say 216.
Okay.
Yeah, not too good.
About 230 last year?
Yeah, 230, 230, 225. You know, I just, you know, that's what I played in college, but, you know, NFL is a whole different game. So
You can feel it too. You feel a lot more light on the field, a lot quicker.
A lot quicker. I get out, you know, lateral movements way better. You know, just pick up speed is way better. It's just, you know, I just overall just feel better, way more healthier. You know, being healthy is not about, you know, losing weight. It's just, you know, eating right and just take care of your body.
Do you see yourself getting a lot of carries in this offense? Is there going to be a lot of carries to go around? It looks like you want them.
Of course I want them. You know, I'm a competitor. And especially, you know, sitting out, missing 8 weeks from turf toe. You know, I never want to go through that again. I feel like, you know, I left my teammates out, I left the city down, let Andy down. So I'm just really trying to go out there and show, you know, I'm here to play.
You got a complimentary style. Like, you know, you have the power and, you know, Shady and Brown are more shifty speed, get upfield. But you're like, you can get the tough yards, but you've also showed that you can break some runs. So
yeah, that's the beauty about our running back room is that we all have, you know, different talents. You know, whether if it's Bryce, you know, who's real speed, or, you know, he's going to run right past you. Ashawn's going to shake you out your shoes. Felix's going to shake you out your shoes. And me and Tuck are the more ground and pound, you know. The most important thing for a running back is to stay true to yourself and your identity, you know. Just run like you know how to run, because doing what you do is what got you here. And doing what you do is going to keep you here. No problem.
Did you have a relationship at all with Chip Kelly from college? You know, you guys played in the Pac-10. Did you know him at all?
Yeah, I knew him because if I would have went to Washington, I was actually recruited to go to Oregon. So if I would have went to Washington, I would have went to Oregon. You know, just playing against him, you know, the last 3 years. You know, real great deal of respect. You know, it just shows that everything happens for a reason.
When he came in here, did you say, all right, that's, you know, I can see myself in this offense. I know Chip. I know what he wants.
Yeah, I can definitely see myself in the offense because I was real close with LaMichael James, you know, Kenyon Bonner, because we're in the same conference. And, you know, the running back coach, we're real cool. Mm. And just watching their schemes and just seeing how they're, you know, one, you know, get them moving, just one cut and just keep going. You know, that rapid pace is, you know, it's definitely something a running back would love to be a part of.
Can you talk about Deuce Staley and how he's been for you, kind of what he's taught you? I know he's a big advocate of bringing you here when you went undrafted, so can you just talk about Deuce as a coach?
Deuce, he's a great coach. You know, it's good to have a coach that's actually been through it all, you know, and had a great deal of success and actually played, you know, in the organization. So he's been in our shoes before. He knows how we feel. You know what we're going to have to do, what's necessary to take our game to the next level, because the ultimate goal is to, you know, just get better as a team, just get on the field and just showcase your God-given talent. And especially he brings the best out of that, like he brings the best out of everyone, not just, you know, not just Shady, me, Bryce, Tucker, or Felix. You know, he's always pushing the whole group to get better, and he's always having us do extra stuff, and, you know, that's great to have a coach like that.
Does he ever tell you that you kind of run like him?
He hasn't. Now, it's kind of funny because some of the teammates say, like, when I run, they go, baby Deuce, but
kind of what it looks like.
But he hasn't told me yet, but, yeah, me and him both know.
It's a compliment.
Yeah, it's a compliment. I wouldn't mind being the same category as him.